Australians are charging.
That's from the 1940 movie 40,000 Horsemen, depicting the Battle of Beersheba that took place on the afternoon of October the 31st, 1917. Through machine gun and rifle fire, 800 men with the Australian Light Horse charged into Turkish defences around the Palestinian town. They seized the town and within 2 hours captured more than 700 Ottoman troops, an Anzac victory that changed the course of history. Lieutenant Colonel Hamish Gibbons is with the New Zealand Army and is in Israel for the anniversary.
And so by the time the charge went in, you know, definitely the morale of the troops wouldn't have been great. And in fact, they were already starting to thin out. They knew that the battle was lost and they were starting to think, I just need to save myself and get out. The charger would have been a fearsome sight, especially given that they would have expected them to stop, get off their horses and approach on foot. But they just kept coming and coming and I can't imagine what that would have been like.
The Battle of Beersheba took place in the final stage of the war and was mounted to seize back the city from Ottoman rule. At the cost of 31 dead and 36 wounded, the 800 horsemen had faced down machine gun fire and wrested an unlikely victory, a bright spot in the third year of Australia's involvement in the Great War. The battle is considered instrumental in helping to break Turkish lines, contributing to the eventual fall of the Ottoman Empire.
I get bloody emotional about it, I'm afraid.
Can't help it, but different people. They were so close, they were mates.
Brian Cantwell's father, Bluey, was in the first wave of six to jump the Turkish trenches.
They flew so far over the trenches that the German officer saved his own skin and he offered his pistol to Dad as a token of surrender.
For Australia, 1917 was by far the worst year of the Great War. A third of all Australians who died during World War I perished that year. That's around 21,000 people. October was the worst single month with more than 6,000 dead. So a success delivered by the Australians in that same October produced jubilation. Jonathan King is a military historian and author.
Hand-to-hand battle in the trenches. It was a bloody affair, but it was a brave affair, that it should be the cornerstone of the Australian identity, replacing Gallipoli. Gallipoli was a British-led defeat.
Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull and opposition leader Bill Shorten will be in Beersheba to mark the centenary. A day of commemorations in Israel will culminate with an enactment of the charge. There'll also be a number of events held around Australia.